As the US trade war with China intensifies, President Donald Trump is reportedly preparing to block Chinese telecommunications giant Huawei from operating at all in the US. The president is poised to sign an executive order that would ban American companies from using equipment from firms that pose a national security risk. US officials suspect Huawei's next-generation 5G mobile technology could be used by Beijing to spy on Western governments and companies. Australia and New Zealand have both boycotted Huawei's 5G mobile products. Chris Painter was the Senior Director for Cyber Policy under President Obama and President Trump and now serves on the Global Commission for the Stability of Cyberspace. He joins us from California. Chris Painter, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Happy to be with you.
There are strong indications that Donald Trump is about to sign this executive order, which would effectively ban Huawei from operating in the US. The concerns of the Trump administration about Huawei justified, in your view?
Yeah, I think they are. In this executive order, I think it's the first step in the process. It doesn't actually name Huawei or in a particular country, but it just talks about the national security threats, or at least that's what's been reported. But this has been a process that's been underway for a long time. And indeed, the fact that the president has not signed this executive order before has caused some problems, I think, for the diplomats and others from the U.S. government who've been going out and trying to get other countries to join them in voicing this concern about Huawei's equipment, not just because it's from Huawei, but because of the access that the Chinese government has.
Okay. Well, Australia was first out of the blocks to ban Huawei from engagement in the 5G network. New Zealand followed. The standout from the Five Eyes, I suppose, is Britain. If the president, the US president, signs this executive order, would you expect more countries, particularly Britain, to follow America's example, Australia's example, New Zealand's example?
I don't know if that's clear. I think Australia certainly was well ahead of the game in thinking about these issues. And I remember back in February of last year, this was a hot issue in Australia long before it really was in the U.S. So I think Australia really saw the writing on the wall on this. And Australia has been involved in a number of the efforts after that. There was just recently a big meeting in Prague where a number of countries, including the U.S., Australia, and a whole bunch of others, including from the EU, talked about these issues and said we should look at the risk posed by on a supplier by a third country, and that includes, in this case, Huawei in China. I don't know what the UK will do. So far, I think they've been evaluating it. They think, or at least they've stated, that they think there are some ways to mitigate this issue. That is a decision for each government to make. However, I think the real risk here is the nature of 5G, which is not just about communication, but about everything from Internet of Things to controlling infrastructure, so the risk profile is much greater. Although China may have a reason to steal information now, it doesn't necessarily have a reason to disrupt our societies, but that could change if there was, for instance, an incident in the South China Sea. So
can we talk, this
is a national security issue.
Sure. Chris, can we talk about the scope of it, though? Because it goes beyond just countries, as I understand it. This executive order would bar U.S. companies from using telecommunications equipment made by firms posing a national security risk. So for that, read Huawei including. So it's all companies. It's not just companies building the 5G network, is it? What is the scope of this?
Well, we don't know. Since the executive order has not come out, there's been drafts over the course of the last like 7 or 8 months, so we don't know exactly what it says. I think what it is purported to say is that it will charge other departments of the U.S. government, including the Commerce Department, to try to carry out this order. So how that's actually regulated and imposed and enforced, I think, remains to be seen. But I think it underlies a larger issue of, does this create a vulnerability, a national security vulnerability in our systems? And I think 5G is really the triggering event around this.
Yeah, that's true. Though Huawei operates in 170 countries. Some of those countries, most of them, say that a lot of them want to work with Huawei because they say it builds good gear, it's reliable, and it's much cheaper. I mean,
yeah, and that's
those
the,
are...
that's a real, that, that's a real conundrum, I think, or quandary that a lot of countries face. It's much cheaper equipment. It's reportedly good equipment, although I think there's been a number of studies that have shown a lot of flaws in it as well, whether intentional or not. But then the other issue is there are just not that many alternative suppliers. So we don't have an Australian supplier of this equipment. We really don't have U.S. suppliers of a lot of this kind of
equipment.
That's
the point that our former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull made a long time ago, which is saying to America in particular, but other countries say, get a move on. There's really only Huawei, two Scandinavian countries, and that's it.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. I think former Prime Minister Turnbull actually just said this again in the speech he gave, and I think this is a key issue, is that we're in a situation now because we haven't paid attention to this issue. And it's a hard issue because these are markets and these become commodities over time. You know, how do you create other competitors? How do you make sure that there are, you know, champions that you trust, where the governments where those companies are located are trustworthy, are not going to lean on those companies in a way that doesn't have any kind of oversight, any kind of judicial or oversight. And so I think we find ourselves not in a great situation for 5G. I think we have to start looking at 6G, 7G, and 8G. But for now, we need to try to mitigate the risk that's posed by 5G.
And meanwhile, Huawei finds itself not in a great situation as a company, a global company. It's always denied it poses a national security risk. It says it's independent from the Chinese government. It's announced it's willing to sign no-spy agreements with governments. Is there any chance that would be enough to convince the US, or certainly if not the US, other governments to rethink their position?
I think it's a hard hill to climb, frankly, because, look, it's not... It doesn't matter what Huawei says or even it commits to, as long as the Chinese government, by virtue of their own laws or national security and other laws, have full access and can demand full access from Huawei to the equipment they have. That's what poses the risk. And unlike Western governments, there is no oversight mechanism. There is no court review. There is nothing that really imposes any restraint on the Chinese government doing this. And so I think that's an ultimate problem. So even if Huawei says, hey, we'll do all these things, I don't think they can mitigate that part of it.
What about the fact that the timing of this, that the US president is now allegedly on the verge of signing this executive order when he's also right in the middle of a trade, very tense trade relationship with China? Is the US using Huawei here as a bargaining chip in its trade negotiations with Beijing? You know, it's already holding, for instance, Huawei's chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou, who is the daughter of the Huawei founder.
Well, I don't think that this really fits within the trade relationship. I think if we're looking at some other activity that we see from China, like the theft of intellectual property, the cyber theft of intellectual property, which has been a big problem for the U.S. and for Australia and others for years now, and we reached an agreement at one point in 2015 for them to stop that, and that really doesn't seem to have been obeyed. I can see that getting wrapped into a larger trade agreement because that's dependent on the relationship between the two countries. If this is really a national security issue, that's not something you can bargain away, or you should bargain away, just because of trade. You need to mitigate this, whether or not you have a good trade relationship with China. So, yeah, there might be some connection to it, but at the same time, as long as this is a key national security issue, we need to deal with this irrespective of what the relationship is on trade.
Chris Painter, thank you very much for joining us.
Happy to do it.
Chris Painter was the top cyber diplomat for the Obama and Trump administrations. These days serves on the Global Commission for the Stability of Cyberspace. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 6:26.